This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So I want to read Rodney's message. Joy means a lot to me and our family. We have been with Joy from the first little fold-up table set up at a boot scoot night at Melbourne Uni all those years ago. More importantly, over the years, Joy has meant hope and a voice for LGBTI people around the country. From those scared kids hiding in their rooms afraid because they are different, where they listen privately and feel not so alone, to our LGBTI elders who may be restricted in the ability to get out and about, Joy provides a way to connect the community. The support Joy has provided rainbow families over the years has been inspiring. Joy means so many things to so many people. Our family can't imagine life without it.
Our Radiothon for 2017 was our biggest and most successful yet, with over $300,000 raised. That's over 50% of Joy's revenue coming from Radiothon. And we continue our conversation with Joy CEO Tennille Mozelle about keeping Joy out and proud on the airwaves during Radiothon, with Joy presenters sharing why we still need Joy.
Radiothon was really interesting because I started in 2016, exactly 1 month before Radiothon was starting. So I came in, I was like, right, Radiothon starts in a month. We need a car to give away. We need all of these things. So going through that first Radiothon was like a baptism of fire, knowing that 20 to 25% of the annual revenue was raised in that time. Coming into 2017, it was about thinking about the change of community, the change, the new brand, all of those sorts of things, and wanting to take a moment to reflect on the value that we actually offer. So not just to the people that come in here, the 320 odd volunteers who come in here every week to create content on and for the LGBTI communities, but then also to kind of remind people, because I think we get a bit complacent in our community. We build these walls up really easily to say, oh, you know, we don't need things because we don't have access to them. And I wanted us to kind of reflect and say, well, Joy still has a place. And even now with marriage equality being achieved, which is really exciting, it seems weird to kind of say that, there are still so many things that we need to fight for and to agitate and advocate for. But there's also the fact that once we're past all of that and that equality is achieved, we still need to actually preserve and develop our culture. So we still need Joy for all of those things. We still need Joy for people to have somewhere to come, to turn their radio on and hear our stories. Because whilst, you know, a lot of people feel like, and I hate this word personally, the normalisation of our being, whilst we see that, we see ourselves reflected a bit more in popular culture, we're never going to reflect that whole diversity. And this is the space that you can actually come in and represent that. So we're always going to need Joy. And to hear those stories was amazing.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.